I know when you're playing a Beatles song and you want to, you know, highlight the bass, you're supposed to play Taxman, but I always preferred that one myself. Paperback Writer from the Beatles. I got to have one more from the Fabs. Before that, Crowded House, Weather With You. You know, one of my favorite things, if you go to the Gig Posters 204 website, I hope you've been. It's a great website. I started that during COVID when I had nothing to do. I still have nothing to do, actually. Some things never change. But I put all my posters I designed up, and then I started putting other stuff up as well. And when I decided to do that, of course, who do I call but George? And George just had a treasure trove of amazing old stuff. And one of my favorites is the Crowded House show that they did at the Playhouse with Richard Thompson opening. It was so great to get a copy of that one. And that's up there. And you can order one. You can. Pick one up. But I don't think I have any in stores. And apparently McNally is bare bones. I gotta find some money to order some sleeves or something. I got good new stuff. I got Neil Young at the Concert Hall in 2014. You know that benefit show he did with Diana Krall? Got a nice, sweet copy of that. Got Pink Floyd at the Stadium. Haven't printed that one yet. Yeah, got some good new ones coming. You know, when I come across new stuff like this, first person I think of is George, and I'd always send him a copy, and we'd get excited about it together. Oh, it's still a kick in the gut 3 years later. Man, I tell you. George, he loved to talk, mostly about music he loved, but he'd talk about anything, but mostly music. You know, whether it was tales of past glory days, historical music, lore from Winnipeg, or rare live bootleg tapes, whatever. He could go on forever, and it was always a hoot to listen to. You know, he'd call and the standard joke my family would say when I got off the phone with George was, oh, you're talking to your boyfriend again, huh? Yeah. You know, I'm not really one for talking much. I probably do 90% of my weekly talking during this two-hour radio show. If you know me in real life, it's probably as that guy who never says anything. But when you were on the phone with George, though, it could be a real gab fest. He was really the only guy I did that with. You know, a mutual friend wrote about George recently, and I quote, "People often didn't understand him. He was a light worker, but I don't know if the world around him fully understood that his passion for listening was his purpose. He opened people's hearts to the music that was opening his heart, and that's what light workers do. They help people to open their hearts and feel inspired. This world doesn't really know how to value and recognize what an amazing gift a person like this is." You know, I can claim responsibility for turning George on to one of his big passions later in life, that being Phoebe Bridgers. It was the first time he heard Phoebe Bridgers was the video I posted from when she played the folk festival, her and Julian Baker doing the old Gillian Welch song, "Everything is Free." Here's a version, speaking of folk festival, two folk festival vets teaming up on that song now. We usually hear Phoebe doing it with Julian. Here she is doing it with none other than Australia's own Courtney Barnett. Enjoy.
That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score and figured it out. They were gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay. Get a tip jar and gas up the car. Try to make a little change down at the bar. Or I could get a straight job. I've done it before. Never minded working hard. It's who I'm working for. 'Cause everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score and figured it. Thank you. cause everything is free now. That's what I said. No one's gotta listen to the words in my head. If someone hit the big score and I figured it out, but I'm gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay. Father, I know you have a little life.
replace it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. But you had to go. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Out in the park we watched the sunset. Talking on a rusty swing set. After a while you went quiet. And I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me. But you come back with gravity. And when I call, you come home. A bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. I know, I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. Gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it. I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now. I know, I know, I know. Driving out into the sun, let the ultraviolet cover me up. Went looking for a creation myth, ended up with a pair of cracked lips. Windows down, scream along to some America First rap country song. A slaughterhouse, an outlet mall, slot
Talk to you soon, buddy.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, never participating in Burger Week. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Do you hear that static? It's in my headphones. I don't know. It's annoying. I don't know if you can hear that or not. Can you? It's pretty annoying. Okay. Well, that was our little George West birthday set there. 64, George. Wish I was here to celebrate it with you. Yep, George West isn't around. Bruce Springsteen tickets cost too much. Hellebuck's a gutless mega douche. You know, your society makes me sad.
For me to take what is mine, I don't want to live in the present. I make myself ill, at times I'm happy, but your society makes me sad. My past
past involves my future. My future I have planned. If I lose myself, I lose what's precious. And if there's not something wrong with me, there should be. But your society makes me sad.
Sylvain Sylvain from the New York Dolls. He's covering a Johnny Thunders song there. Your Society Makes Me Sad. It's my theme song. That song's actually going to be on a Johnny Thunders tribute album, a new one that's coming out this week, actually. Although, it's and there's old stuff and new stuff on it. But even the old stuff is pretty obscure. That one, that's hard to find, that one there. There's a few things that are real hard to find on it. There's a great version of Willie DeVille doing You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. And there's a brand new Waterboys recording of a song that Mike sort of finished from a scrap that Johnny left when he died. And so he got, the writing credit is Thunders Scott. So he's pretty excited about that. And I thought, wow, this is a cool thing. I got to get it. And then I found out there's only 500 of them being made, both vinyl and CD, 500 of each. So, and it's coming from Europe, though. So I looked into getting it, And I thought, well, the vinyl's going to cost a fortune. So maybe I'll look into the CD. And I looked into it. And you know what it was going to cost me to order this CD? $65 for a CD to come from England. So, yeah, let's hope it makes it to a streaming service near me soon. How about some muck raking? There's plenty of muck to rake in these days. This is my favorite. If you're talking about new protest songs, I mean, yeah, the Bruce Cut's great. U2's got one now. Everybody's got one. It's the thing to do. But this one, oh, this one is my favorite of the bunch. This one puts them all to shame, frankly. This, every protest song, a new one that I've heard in the last year, is just a sad, sad little thing compared to this one. Brand new from Katy Pruitt.
Streets of Minneapolis, they're back harassing immigrants, a fake badge and a violent wish to tread. She was good, a peaceful activist, a parked car stopping traffic, when a madman in a ski mask shot her dead. A shocking lack of empathy, you'd think for once that we'd agree it's heartless to call this self-defense. I guess kindness isn't common. I guess kindness isn't common sense. Centuries worth long debate is escalating right before our eyes. But the wind inside will never quit. They're starving at the Gaza Strip and stopping ships to cut off all supplies. Still, you won't call it a genocide. The little kids in Palestine are dying while you're sitting on the fence. I guess kindness isn't common. I guess kindness isn't common sense. Cardboard sign and cars that pass without a second glance. As if love your neighbors, not fools in need right underneath your nose. Compassion never had a fighting chance. If you're thinking, where did he go wrong? That someone else will come along and be the one to help his serve. Remember kind, remember kind isn't calm, isn't calm. Remember kindness, remember kind isn't calm, isn't calm. Remember kindness isn't calm and sense.
to...
Smell of shit, get your bed lines. Right.
Get the heck out of Minnesota. If you're an ICE agent, then your soul is polar.
United community coming at ya. Kindness, compassion, yeah, you betcha.
Kidnapping children, nothing worse. You made a martyr out of an ICU nurse.
Creeping fascism, I'm so adverse.
We throw salt on the street to put ice in reverse.
Oh, we are anti-fascist.
Oh,
had enough, yeah, that's it.
Oh,
gonna keep it concise.
Oh,
abolish ICE.
Oh,
we are anti-fascist.
Oh,
had enough, yeah, that's it.
Oh,
gonna keep it concise.
Oh,
abolish ICE.
You down with ICE?
No way, not me.
You down with ICE?
Leave our city.
You down with ICE?
No way, not me.
Who's down with ICE?
Yeah, nobody.
You down with ICE?
No way, not me.
You down with ICE?
Leave our city.
You down with ICE?
No way, not me.
Who's down with ICE?
Yeah, nobody.
Oh, I haven't heard those guys in a while. It was, that's going back to the days of Mud Puddle Radio, like 10 years ago. They used to be Cuckoo Kangaroo. Now they're just Cuckoo. I think somebody finally told them what their initials were back when they were Cuckoo Kangaroo. I always thought that was kind of odd. But yeah, just Cuckoo now. Ope, the Ice Out remix. Those crazy guys from Minneapolis. Nice to hear something from them in these troubled times. And before that, wow, it's Crash Test Dummy Alumnus Night here on the Twang Trust. That was Son of Dave. Yeah. You know, used to play the mandolin in Crash Test Dummies way back when. Now he's just Son of Dave, and new bluegrassy kind of EP coming out, featuring the track we heard there, Rotten Donnie. Before that, more Minneapolis action, Curtis A., a Twin Cities legend, with his brand new version of Walk Away Renee. He recorded with a bunch of Minnesotan musicians, raising funds for the Immigrant Rapid Response Fund, administered by the Women's Foundation of Minnesota. No. Give them a little thing. Check out the video for that, and yeah. Venmo them a couple of bucks, why don't you? And while I mention stuff like that, I should thank everybody out there listening who called in over the last couple weeks here on the Twang Trust to donate to CKUW's annual fund drive. Thanks so much, all you good-hearted folks out there. We came in like, I don't know, $2,300 or something. Pretty swell, I'd say. We did come short of our goal of $60,000 here overall over the 2 weeks. We got, I believe, just a bit over $53,000. So we're like $7,000 short. So if you didn't get a chance to call in over the last couple of weeks, don't worry. You still can. Go to the website. Go to the CKW.ca website. You can still pledge to your favorite show. And, yeah, whatever your favorite show is, that's fine with me. I won't take offense if, you know, if you like Barking Dog or something. I do, too. Destination Moon Monday night. Yeah, yeah. Tawny the Brave. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of fine shows around here. Well worthy of your support. Here's a guy. We haven't played this guy in a while. I got kind of excited because I've always wanted to see them. I think this would be like the most kick-ass band in the world to see live. And they never tour. They never come anywhere. They do the occasional show out in Edmonton where they're from. But they never venture out forth until now. They're coming here, actually. They're playing the concert hall on March 29th The only problem is they're not doing any of their own songs. I'm speaking of L. Niven and the Alibi. I don't know if you're hep to L. Niven and the Alibi. I remember I had the music video channel on TV, and I had the sound off. And this video by these guys came on, and it was just the most rednecky thing I'd ever seen. I thought, oh my God, this must be the most awful thing ever. And I turned it up to hear how bad it was going to be, and it was freaking great. And they put out a bunch of great singles, and then we stopped hearing from them, and they just put out a record, and the record ain't that good. I was a little disappointed, to be honest. But the weird thing is that they're coming to town, but they're coming to town to do The Story of Nirvana with L. Niven in little tiny letters, because nobody knows who L. Niven is. Well, you should know who L. Niven is, but you get a chance to see him in a month or so, but they're going to be doing all Kurt Cobain songs. I don't know how I feel about that. Here they are, maybe. And you know what? There's even talk of them coming through again, and they're going to be doing a CCR tribute. So I want to see L. Niven doing an L. Niven tribute night. That's what I want. But I don't get what I want. So here they are doing a Townes Van Zandt song.
Winnipeg. My name is Eddie Spaghetti from the greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Super Suckers. Whenever I'm in Winnipeg, I make sure and rustle up some dirty prostitutes and get some bad cocaine, and I hit the sleazebag motels and I turn on the radio. I like to turn on the Twang Trust at CKUW 95.9 FM for both kinds of music, that high lonesome sound, the big dumb rock and roll. When I go downtown and underground, that's the way I like it, man. I'm Eddie Spaghetti from the Super Suckers. Rock on.
Shame to go fishing on a Sunday, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to go fishing on a Sunday, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to go fishing on a Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to have a drink on a Sunday, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to have a drink on a Sunday, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to have a drink on a Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Oh, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to beat your wife?
little bit of Social Distortion covering CCR for you as we wrap up the Twang Trust tonight. That's from the soundtrack to a movie called Free Birds. You'd think they'd be doing some Skynyrd, but I like that one. Before that, that was The Jury. Know who The Jury is? Mark Lanegan and Kurt Cobain doing Lead Belly's Ain't It a Shame. And I don't know if Al Niven's going to be doing that one or not when he plays The Story of Nirvana at the Concert Hall on March 29th, but I'm pretty sure he won't be doing Townes Van Zandt's Lungs, which is what we heard him do at the top of that set. That's pretty much it for the Twang Track.